says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. Those woodland mowing boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks.
We're from North California and South Alabama.
All you listeners to the John Stattmiller Show, thank you for joining us. Boy, we're lucky to follow Mr. Stattmiller's program. Of course, he is the founder, the creator, and the genius behind the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's such a privilege to be part of it. Here with our program, the Trump phenomenon, and John was just telling me, the Trump speech in Ocala, and it was great, folks. Was so great, he almost played the whole thing on his show. And so Will was certainly obliged John and play parts of Don's speech in Ocala. We'll also share with you the fired-up introductions given to him by just a panoply of great speakers, a Florida state senator, some congressmen, and Rudy Giuliani. Boy, Donald Trump is on fire. And, of course, this is what the great ones do. The really great figures in history just get better and better as the test gets harder and harder. This is how you find out who the great ones are. And we've found one of them in Donald Trump. We're joined by our own great co-host, Paul Fromm, in Canada. Paul, thank you for being here. Oh, Paul's not here. Well, he's on his way. He's like Paul Revere. He's on his way. And he's out there on the Concord Road still. And but here with us is George in Maryland. George, thank you.
Hey, the Clintons are coming. The Clintons are coming.
Yeah. One if by sea, two if by land, and three if by air, if they're coming in from Africa and Asia. The my goodness, what a day. Donald Trump today was in Ocala, Florida, and in Lakeland, Florida, two places I've spent some time in. And boy, well, let's let Rudy Giuliani tell you. Why have Kelso tell you? Listen to Rudy Giuliani. Well, first, let's listen to Donald Trump as he greets the crowd in Ocala. Here he is, live, just a little while ago. Here he comes.
It's a big crowd.
Listen to the size of it, folks.
Thank you, everybody. This is a big, big crowd. You know, I'll tell you the sad thing, however. The only people that will be shown on television won't be the 15,000 people. It'll be this group right over here. So the good news is you have better seats, or standing room only, but you have better, but they're going to be more famous, right? They're going to be more famous. Look, we want to have the cameras circle around and show this crowd. Would you do that? Cameras. Go ahead, cameras.
They won't do it. They do not want America to see what Donald Trump is looking at.
They never do it. They never do it, so we won't waste our time. It's just the dishonest media. Look, we love being here. I love being with you. I love this state. As you know, I'm here all the time. In 27 days, we're going to win Florida, and we're going to win back the White House. And that's what's happening, folks. That's what's happening. We're going to bring back our jobs. We're going to end illegal immigration. We're going to renegotiate our totally disastrous, these deals, the trade deals, the worst. We're going to renegotiate those trade deals. Reduce surging crime. You saw what happened the other day. Murders in the United States, the highest level in 45 years. You don't hear that from the press. We're going to cut taxes, big league. Crooked Hillary is going to raise taxes. We're going to cut taxes and regulations. We're going to reduce the cost of education. By the way, we're going to end Common Core, and we're bringing our education local.
Now, what's new, folks? I'm going to pause Donald Trump right there. You've heard those points before. And let's welcome Paul into the conversation. Hi, Paul Fromm.
Hi. Boy, they are in a feeding frenzy of lies and rage to destroy Donald Trump. I've been watching CNN, and it's disgusting.
It is. But what I wanted the audience to hear here, they've heard Donald Trump make those points before. Here's something new that we haven't heard. Since the weekend, since the Donald Trump's incredible debate performance on Sunday, and since the incredible attack on him, Paul, Thursday, with this incredibly, this incredibly sleazy, low life attack on Donald Trump of using private locker room talk as if that somehow is a valid measure of a man, the crowds, the supporters of Donald Trump have done the exact opposite of what the media, which is not getting anything right. The media is so out of touch with America, they have no idea how we're going to respond. We have responded by redoubling our enthusiasm for Donald Trump. And they're in a state of shock because it's not working. They're not. All their tricks are not working on the American people anymore. They're working on the Paul Ryans and the John McCains, but these are a handful of people. These are a few elitists that need to walk the plank. Good riddance. You know, they withdraw their support from Trump. Well, is that a threat or a promise? Please do it. Please withdraw your support. We don't need it. We don't want you.
And maybe as they withdraw, their supporters will withdraw, and maybe McCain will be defeated, which might not be a bad thing.
Exactly. And now let's listen to Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani, right before Donald Trump here, he walks out in front of this crowd. And he hasn't seen him. He's just walking right out into this crowd in Ocala, which is huge. I don't know the size of it, but it's huge. And listen to what he says. Now, Rudy Giuliani has seen everything, been everywhere. He has a long, long political history. So there's nothing new under the sun for Rudy Giuliani. But this is new. He is looking at a crowd. And Rudy Giuliani, who's not a young guy, he looks like a 16-year-old. He's so enthused. He's so excited by what this crowd that he's looking at, and these beautiful people. And you can see some of them in the picture. Listen to what his reaction is to this crowd. It's profound. Here he goes. This is right before Donald Trump, who you just heard.
Wow. Woo! This is really very encouraging, I have to tell you. This tells us we're going to win. We're going to win Florida. This enthusiasm is, my goodness, I've been through four or five presidential campaigns. I've never, ever seen enthusiasm like the enthusiasm you have for Donald Trump. Never, never. There's something very special going on here, a movement that's going on here that the media doesn't quite pick up. They never did, going back 18 months ago. They never understood it. They've never seen it, but I can feel that emotion. I can feel that strength. You're looking forward to November 8th and making a big change in the direction of our government. And you know you have the right man to do it. Because in order to make the kind of change, you need a strong man, you need an independent man, you need a man who tells it straight. Sometimes really straight. But boy, it's a heck of a lot better than being a liar.
Now, I'll pause Rudy Giuliani right there. But, you know, you can hear it, Paul. You can hear it, George. Rudy Giuliani, who's seen everything, has never seen this.
Yeah, the enthusiasm is off the chart.
So, you know, what you talked about when you came in, Paul, is off the charts. The media frenzy, the shark attack on Donald Trump is beyond anything anybody's ever seen. And against that, we have the enthusiasm of the people. And these are beautiful people. Let me tell you, the crowd I'm looking at right here behind Rudy Giuliani, these are the most gorgeous women, the most handsome men. Here's a guy in a kilt. Here's a whole group of guys in kilts. This is our people.
Yeah. apparently WikiLeaks has come out with some really hard stuff about Hillary.
Rudy talks about that. Let's listen to him. He's going to talk. I think he goes right into that. Let's listen to him.
What do you think of all these emails that are now coming out? Don't they prove to us that what we always thought about her was true? Now it's in writing, right? So all those conspiracy theories turn out to be correct. Well, here's one email. Just one. This is a speech that she gave in 2013. She says that she has both a public and private position on public policy. So She has one position when she's being paid $225,000 for a speech. That one costs $225,000. And then she's got a different position when she comes out and talks to you. You see, what I call that is a liar. Then she was paid another $225,000 for a speech in which she said she wants open trade and open borders. Open borders. I have news for you, Hillary. A country with open borders is not a country. And we're living in an age of tremendous danger. ISIS has told us they're going to send people to Europe and America to come and kill us. And she wants open borders. She won't say that. She won't say that. That's the private one. The public one is, I'm going to control the borders. The private one is open borders. I don't know. You pick. All I can say is it equals being a liar. Third, in a speech that she gave, this time she got a little more money for $262,500. This money is adding up now, right? Chink, 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 chink. All going into the pocket. Boom, boom. So this one, she said, she wants universal health coverage like you have in Canada. You have ever gone to Canada for health treatment? You know what it's like? It's terrible, right? You stand online and then you die because they get to you in 6 months. We want our health system. People come from Canada to America for health care. They don't go to Canada for health care from America. Hillary, we don't want your socialized medicine. Take it and stuff it. I didn't say it.
Okay. Oh, I hate to cut him off. He is so good. And then we're going to go back. We'll go back to Donald Trump here. There were some congressmen ahead of Rudy Giuliani. Really, really great. And let me find my place here for Donald Trump again. We'll get back to Donald Trump. Where is he? Let's just drop it in the middle here. We're going to drop it in the middle of Donald Trump. Just listen to him for another second. We welcome your phone calls. This is a live show. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We've got one caller waiting right now, Bill in Wisconsin. And let me just see if there's anybody else lined up. So let's just take Bill right off the bat here. Bill, are you ready to go on the air?
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. I concur with what Paul had to say about CNN. I don't watch that. But I saw PBS NewsHour tonight, and Judy Woodruff interviewed Kellyanne Conway. And I was kind of disappointed because she did not cite any of the polls that were winning, whereas Judy Woodruff was, you know, he's not leading here, he's not leading there, you know, and Kellyanne didn't say anything good about the polls that you point out to us, James. Also, toward the end, apparently at Mike Pence's speech today, someone in the crowd said, if Hillary wins, there's going to be a revolution. And,
oh, nice.
Kellyanne says, no, we're not going to have that revolution. If Hillary wins, she's the president, and we're going to support her.
Oh, don't worry about that. You can't really announce a revolution in advance. You just have it. Bill, stay tuned. Everybody else, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
Next is We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice.
We're back, folks.
It's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you
We're back. You're listening to The Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. With us are Paul Fromm from Canada and George from Maryland, our dynamic trio. William in Montana. Well, Bill in Wisconsin is still with us. Bill, any further comment on what you saw today?
Yeah, well, this was actually 2 days ago. Scott Pelley on CBS News brought out Anita Hill for all of her comments about what's going on here with this attack on women. So they're still playing that old violin that didn't have a decent tune years ago against Clarence Thomas, and they're still beating that dead horse.
Wow.
Every time on the news, they show Trump getting off that bus. Or, you know, it's just sickening.
Yeah, and what we have to count on, Bill, is that the American people, our people, get it finally because of the alternative media like RBN bringing the truth to them. Our people are waking up and realizing that they have been in a matrix, to use that movie's theme, a matrix of brainwashing and mind control that we're now breaking out of. We're coming out of the coma. Thank you very much, Bill. We got a whole bunch of callers, so with my apologies, let's go to William in Montana. William, you're on the air.
Good evening, Paul and James and George. The thing that I've been reading a whole bunch of those emails that were released today, and the one that really stands out was one that was from August 2014 when she wrote to Podesta and said, hey, you know, we need to put our support behind Saudi Arabia and Qatar and to help the Kurds because they're like troops on the ground. There are you know, boots on the ground, and we need to support them. And right about the same time, surprise, surprise, Saudi Arabia made somewhere between 1 million and 5 million donation to Hillary, and also Qatar did the same thing. And yeah. So what they were saying is, you know, this is a perfect thing. You know, they were so intent upon getting rid of Assad that they actually said, go for it, support ISIS, and they knew this.
And William, let me tell you who else has been reading the emails, Matt Drudge. And yep. Folks, if Matt Drudge is so on fire, he is helping our cause probably more than anybody. His website is read by at least 3 million people every day. And if you look at it every day, it's just a cavalcade of great reporting on what's going on. Let me just close this little link here, and I'll just give you a sampling. If you stop, well, the whole page. Podesta, I've been altered. These are all different stories. WikiLeaks drops 1,200 more today, developing, and more. He plotted Catholic Spring with left-wing activists. Another story, infiltrate the church. The needy Latinos list. Hacks exposed journalists in Clinton's corner. Washington Post bureau chief protected Podesta. These are all different stories, folks. Clinton's staffers, get this, discussed which emails to release. Oh, come on. You go to jail for that. This, remember, this is after a congressional subpoena. We've got the emails. She's nailed to this thing. We've got the emails in which her staff is discussing which emails that Congress has subpoenaed shall we delete. Destruction of evidence, folks. Brazil, that's Donna Brazil, had the exact wording of the proposed town hall questions before CNN debate. What? Democrats plan to fool Sanders supporters at convention. His people will think they've won something. Another story about they called them bitching Bernie voters. That's what they called Bernie supporters, bitching. Biden aide sabotaged Bernie's presidential aspirations. Emails reveal more collusion between state and Clinton campaign. Folks, it's the whole page of Drudge, and it's reaching millions of people. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. And we're going to go take a break from our callers. Hang on, Jim in Arkansas and Rick in New York. And who else is on there? All of you, hang on. William in Montana. Let's go to Donald Trump today in Ocala, Florida. That's smack in the middle of Florida. And as John Stapmiller said, Donald Trump and everybody is on fire, Donald Trump included. Here he is on fire in front of this huge crowd, more enthusiastic than we've seen the Trump crowds ever in this campaign. Here he is. Just, I'm dropping this right in near the end of his presentation.
Speaking in secret to a foreign bank, Hillary Clinton said, "My dream is a hemisphere of common market. That's not good for your jobs. With totally open trade and open borders, 600 million people could pour into the United States. You'll have nothing left." Tell you, if that happens, I know the real estate here. I love the real estate here. Sell fast. Behind closed doors, when she thought no one was listening, she pledged to dissolve the borders of the United States of America. This all came out. She said she wants to dissolve the borders. And here I am saying we want strong borders. We don't want drugs coming in. We don't want crime coming in. I don't know. Maybe I'm wasting my time. Am I wasting my time? I don't think so. She doesn't want to have any borders. Total amnesty. Tell you what, folks, this is the last time you'll ever have a chance to save our country. It's not going to happen anymore. You won't be able, the numbers will be too great. Already, the Republican nominee has a massive disadvantage. And especially when you have the leaders not putting their weight behind the people. They're not putting their weight behind the people.
Wow.
Instead of calling me and saying, congratulations, you did a great job. You absolutely destroyed her in the debate, like everybody said. You know, Pat Buchanan wrote the big article today. You saw it. He said, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, maybe a little bit, but here. He said it was the single greatest debate performance in the history of presidential politics. So, wouldn't you think that Paul Ryan would call and say, good going, in front of just about the largest audience for a second night debate in the history of the country? So, you know, you'd think that they'd say, great going, Don, let's go, let's beat this crook. She's a crook. Let's beat her. We got to stop him. No, he doesn't do that. There's a whole deal going on there. So, I mean, you know, there's a whole deal going on. We're going to figure it out. I always figure things out. But there's a whole sinister deal going on. Crooked Hillary wants to end forever the American independence that our founders gave us. Our great founders are spinning in their graves. Our founders are spinning in their graves. Like Douglas MacArthur, like George Patton, like our generals, they're spinning in their grave. And by the way, General Flynn and all the generals, over 200 admirals and generals have endorsed Donald Trump. 200. Over 200.
Let's pause it just for a moment here. I hate to cut away from that. Paul, George, you can tell it's he's never been on this much on fire.
Yeah, there is such a disconnect between what we're hearing over CNN and what's really happening. The WikiLeaks, Drudge, Donald Trump speeches, and I just hope enough people will get connected over the internet, get the real truth, and turn the boot tube off.
How many days have we got, George?
25. 25.
Wow. So that's the race, Paul. Whether the alternative media and folks like Matt Drudge, who he can't be called alternative media anymore. Matt Drudge is bigger than CNN, bigger than MSNBC, with 3 million viewers. These guys don't have that. A typical CNN, MSNBC, Fox News show has 500,000 listeners or viewers. That's it. If we can do it in the next 3 weeks, if we can get this word out to enough people. Now, let me just show you. Well, let's go back. Let's look at the top of Matt Drudge. I think that's the best gauge, the best place to look nowadays. His big headline is this: Clinton's fed up with rape protesters. Fear voter disgust. Oh, my goodness.
Breaks my heart.
Yeah. Now here's one, and here's a hot one. CNN orders a blackout on the Clinton Sun story, and that is the story about Danny Williams, and he now uses the name Clinton as his last name because he is sure that he is Bill Clinton's son, mothered by a black prostitute, his mother, who had sex with Bill Clinton in a bush for $200. Bill Clinton was jogging. He was jogging in the area, and he saw Danny Williams' mother, decided that was he was interested in that, so he pulled out $200 and had sex with her in a bush. He then went on to have sex with her about a dozen more times. And when you look at Danny Williams, he's black, he's half black, but he is a spitting image of Bill Clinton. And he has said, I want my dad to acknowledge me. I'm his son. I want him to acknowledge me, and I'm demanding a DNA test of both of us. which will prove that I am his son. And, you know, everything, teeth, nose, eyes, chin, mouth, they match. He is Bill Clinton's son. And the, but CNN, here's the, I mean, you know, the story on top of a story. CNN orders a, they know it's true too, so they've ordered a blackout. A blackout. And the, let's see here. You know, just every single story, the whole page of Matt Drudge devoted to the patriot cause and, you know, our issues. Well, the let's go back to our callers. And with apologies to anybody I have to shorten up, let's go to Joe in Indiana. Joe, are you there?
Hi, good evening, James and George and Paul. And I'll be brief. I just have a couple of things to tell you. I was at a function on Saturday night, and there were some dignitaries there, and there were also some precinct captains there. And one of the precinct captains was telling me that right now in Indiana, 90% of the counties are under investigation for voter registration fraud. And I kept asking him. I said, 90? He said, yes, 90%. They have found all kinds of irregularities, and they're being investigated right now. So I thought I'd pass that on, because apparently I found out from other sources that Ohio underwent some voter registration fraud. They actually found black boxes filled with ballots in certain buildings in Ohio, and who knows what's going on. I'm originally from Illinois, but I can almost imagine what's going on in Illinois, but I was kind of surprised about Indiana. That's really sad. But the
Joe?
Other news is... Oh, yes?
Yeah, go ahead. Other news. Go ahead.
Well, the other one is my son, tomorrow, he goes to school in Cincinnati, Ohio, and he told me yesterday he's going to be at the Trump rally tomorrow with five of his friends. So he's got the tickets already, and I told him, you make sure you leave. He was the son that came with me when I went to the Chicago Trump rally.
Okay. And, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know if you remember that. I went to that one with him and my other son and my brother.
And,
and he's going to be at the Trump rally, but I did remind him. I said, you know, I told him you have to get there early. Make sure you're there really early. And he is. He's got his classes. He's going to be finished around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, and he's going to head right over to the stadium. So it'll be kind of interesting. I told him, I said, take a lot of mental notes, because I said I could call up the Trump phenomena and let him know, give him kind of a report about what you saw.
Yeah.
So maybe on Friday I could give you a call, and I'll let you know what my son witnessed.
Yeah,
that's
he should be getting out of that Cincinnati event just about at showtime. So he would
Able
to give the Cincinnati event begins at the U.S. Bank Arena, which is huge. I look it up, George. I'm not sure, but U.S. Bank Arena has got to be big. It's got to be a full basketball arena with at least 10,000. That will be at 7:30 Ohio time, which is Eastern time. So that's 6:30 our time. We go on at 8 o'clock Central time. So that should be over when we go on the air.
Okay.
And then that's going to be a perfect dovetail, Joe. So that if you can swing that, that would be a wonderful report, like the one we had yesterday from Rob in New Jersey, who gave us seven members of the American Freedom Party were there in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, for the stupendous rally that Donald Trump had. And then tomorrow, before Cincinnati, he's going to be in West Palm Beach, Florida, where I used to live for a couple of years. And
well, I wish I could be there.
Yeah, that event, let's see, where is that event going to be? That should be Mar-a-Lago. Yeah, it's going to be at the South Florida Fair Expo Center. So that's tomorrow at noon. We'll cover that, and we'll cover the Cincinnati, Ohio event, both of them, tomorrow. So that'll be very exciting, Joe.
Very. And if I didn't have so many appointments tomorrow, I told him I would have driven out there for that. Cause he said he could even get more tickets. He's got a whole bunch of friends going with him. So it should be really interesting. In fact, just as a side note, What he did was he got a hold of a Trump flag, and the way his dormitory is set up, he's on the third floor, and he displayed the flag, and it created this ring of a lot of kids starting to talk because, you know, on the campuses, you know, kids really didn't know which way to go, but he has stimulated all this interest, and now throughout the campus, he took a picture. I should somehow send it to you on the internet, but there's all these kids now putting Trump flags in their windows of their dormitories. It's really interesting.
Oh, yes, the revolt is underway. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So I'll let you go, but I will definitely keep in touch with him, and I'll try to get back to you tomorrow then.
Beautiful, tomorrow. Thanks. Let's go
all right,
to
good night, everybody.
Good night. Let's go to Jim out there in Arkansas.
Harrison, Arkansas. I was down to Trump headquarters down here in town that I thought they were giving away ice cream. There were so many people in there getting signs and hats. And it was a madhouse today. But anyway, what I wanted to tell you about, James, George might want to do this while I'm telling you. If you punch in on YouTube, Hillary Clinton... The song is called Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire. Have you heard it yet?
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. That's so funny.
That's a trip. He should be playing it at all his rallies. It's an award winner.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to tell you was there's 53 Hillary offices in Florida that are not operating because they can't get enough volunteers to man them. There's nobody that wants to go in there.
Oh, my God. Oh, wonderful.
A little cognitive dissonance there.
And also today, I was watching YouTube, and Bill Clinton actually had another foundation financed by a Indian entrepreneur before this other foundation, and he got $1 billion from this guy, and he blew the whole thing. It's on the YouTube. You want to look it up. So anyway, that's... I wanted to tell you definitely about that sign or the song. You're going to get a sidebuster on that one.
Okay, I may be able to play it right now. I think I've got the right one. It's already got 250,000 views. Let me put it on right now.
What's and, even Jim, better is the video part too, but the song is tremendous too.
Okay, here I go. I'll give it a shot. I'll play it live, Jim. Thank you. Thank you for this update from Arkansas. Keep calling, my friend.
Keep up the Let's work, go. Guys.
All righty, thank you. Let's go to the video. Here it is. Wait. I gotta unmute it. Sorry, my mistake. Here we go. Whoops. I goofed it up. Hang on, just one second. I'll get it right. Third time's the charm. Here it comes.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. Whitewater and cattle futures, Lincoln's bed for rent. FBI files in her home that had her fingerprints. Rose Law Firm billing records went missing for a time. But just until the SOL had run out for the crime. Her plane touched down in Bosnia under sniper fire. Exhibit 666 from our congenital liar. The girl who shared her poem must have been a Navy SEAL. Dodging bullets on the tarmac, really no big deal. Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. She flunked the DC bar exam, but it's not about cognition. She said, I can't recall 50 times in deposition. White House furniture in China, she had to give back. Honesty is not the only moral code she lacks. Her speech at the convention, most important of her life. Bill took a nap, hands in his lap, ouch, that had to bite. She spoke for one whole hour and didn't make us pay. But for just 20 minutes, Wall Street gave $300K.
I don't feel no ways tired.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. 30,000 wiped out emails, that was sure a winner. They were all about her yoga class and Chelsea's wedding dinner.
Okay, and I play the whole thing, folks, except we're going to run out of time. That's a beauty. Thank you, Jim in Arkansas. And yeah, the graphics that go with it, you got to watch it, folks. Already 250,000 views. It's probably only been up a few hours. So that's going viral. Let's go to another call.
It's been up about a week. Stan has sent it to me last week. I've been playing it on my show on White Resistance Radio. It's just fantastic.
Beautiful. Let's go to Rick in New York. Rick, are you with us?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you, gentlemen? Listen, there's just something that I wanted to share, because like yourselves, I actually have a small show over on Blog Talk Radio, so I know the value of call-in stuff that sometimes gets dropped in your lap. I saw this over on Gateway Pundit. Yep.
Okay, Rick, hang on. We got a break coming up. We'll come back to you. And then after you, Iconoclast, our friend in Ohio. Stay tuned, everybody.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. rest of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell. Wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should.
We're back, folks, and we've just got a few minutes left. Rick, let me give us a 10-second point, Rick, and then I got to go to Iconoclast.
Okay, on Gateway Pundit, apparently some fellow at 4chan noticed in the latest document dump from Podesta that his passwords to his iCloud, Outlook, and Google accounts were in the data. They tried them. It worked. They downloaded all the information, including emails sent and received today, and are getting them uploaded to WikiLeaks. At the bottom of the code is a statement saying, internal polling is showing Trump by a landslide. I went looking for verification of any kind, and on iPatriot, they also have the story.
Wow, Rick, beautiful.
Take it for what it's worth, but it could be worth something.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah, and Julian Assange appears to be coming through. There's stuff coming out every day. Thank you very much for that, Rick. Let's go quickly to Iconoclast in Ohio.
Greetings and salutations.
Iconoclast, give us one juicy point.
I'd like to second what you said earlier. The Drudge Report is so good, it's always been my homepage, and I do computer work. Whenever I install a new operating system or computer, they get the Drudge Report as their homepage every time.
And give us one juicy point, Iconoclast.
That was my point. Read
okay,
the Drudge
beautiful.
Report every day.
Beautiful.
It should be your homepage.
Beautiful, and thank you. Thank you for your updates. We're going to close out now. Paul and George, the hour has gone all too quickly. How are you guys doing?
There's all sorts of indications of an imminent crash. Pray, because if the stock market crashes within 4 weeks of an election, you know, the power and party loses every time. But Bloomberg has had it, HBC said it, InfoWars said it, it's all over the internet. So we can hope.
All right, yeah, boy, the economic scene, wild. Paul, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just blown away, even after all my years involved in politics, at the huge discrepancy between what we're hearing on the lamestream media, like the New York Times and CNN and so on, and what's out there on the internet and what the facts are.
And folks, we'll all be back tomorrow night with a further update on the next incredible 24 hours. Be with us then. See you there.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.